Hello and welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your English teacher, Andrea Giordano from studywithandrea.com, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Before we get started, did you know that you can find every episode of the podcast on studywithandrea.com? There you will find dozens of podcast episodes, along with other resources and courses you can take to improve your English and speak English clearly. So let's get started with today's episode of the podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about a system called CEFR, C-E-F-R. A lot of people want to know, what is the CEFR scale? Both teachers and students use the CEFR scale around the world, and it can help you know exactly what level you are of English. So let's talk about what is the CEFR scale. Well, first of all, the CEFR scale stands for the Common European Framework of Reference, CEFR, Common European Framework of Reference. So the CEFR scale is a scale used to measure language proficiency. So the CEFR was created by the Council of Europe during the late 1980s and early 1990s to establish a standard way to assess all languages in Europe. The Council of Europe also wanted to make sure that there was a standard way of learning and teaching languages. So Europe is so impressive because there are so many languages right there together. And this Council of Europe wanted to make sure that languages were being taught in the best way possible, and that also there would be a standard so everyone would know what the different language levels are. So what are the levels of the CEFR scale? The CEFR is a range of 6 levels, starting with the lowest level of A1, up to the highest level of C2. So it goes A1, A2, B1, B2, C1, and C2. A1 is the beginner stage or the breakthrough stage. A2 is the elementary or way stage. B1 is the third level, and it is intermediate or threshold. B2 is upper intermediate or vantage level. C1 is advanced or effective operational proficiency. And C2 is full proficiency or mastery. We think of completely fluent people as level C2. CEFR also defines 3 plus levels as A2 plus, B1 plus, and B2 plus. So those are intermediary type levels that are between other levels to give a little more nuance. So what can language speakers talk about at each level of the CEFR? Well, A1 can talk about everyday expressions, basic phrases like greetings, that kind of thing, concrete needs, introductions, personal descriptions, simple interactions with other people. So those are the kind of things that A1 speakers can do. For example, I am an A1 speaker in a couple different languages. It means I just know basic things, like how to talk about food or myself. A2 level. This is the next level up, and it Speakers can talk about basic personal and family information, shopping, getting around, routine tasks, and immediate needs. So still basic language level here, but a little higher than A1. Now you can talk about family, you can get around on your own, you can do routine tasks. The B1 level, for that level, speakers can talk about standard information about work and school environments. They can travel in countries where the language is spoken. They can talk about topics of personal interest, like hobbies, dreams, and hopes, or even reasons for plans or opinions. So now we're in the lower intermediate level, and here there's more conversation happening, and we're even getting into reasons why something happens. In level B2, you can talk about main ideas of complex topics, technical topics within your professional field, complex interactions with native speakers, so we're getting way more complex here, and you can have detailed conversations about a wide variety of topics. So you can talk about many different things, including advantages and disadvantages of plans or situations. So here you really are able to build strong relationships with people because you're able to talk about negatives and positives and more detail and a wide variety of topics. So you're not limited as B2. All right, let's get into the last two levels. The first one is C1. C1, speakers can talk about complex topics that include longer clauses, implied meaning, abstract ideas, detailed language in a variety of environments, and clear language that is organized well and is connected with cohesive devices. Meaning now this person is using conjunctions and transitions and that kind of thing. So C1 speakers are nearly native-like fluency, but not quite. They're still another level. But C1 speakers have great ability to talk about a variety of topics, and it's a great target level for someone who's learning a second or third language. C2. So C2 speakers can talk practically on any topic. They can talk about summaries of information, clear presentations of information about any subject, and they can have fluent conversation and speech about complex situations and nuance. These C2 speakers are fluent. They're completely fluent speakers. You are a C2 speaker of your first language, and possibly others as well. So now that we know these levels and what speakers can do in these levels, let's talk about where the CEFR scale is recognized. Well, even though Europe is in the name, remember it's Common European Framework of Reference. So even though Europe is in the name, the CEFR scale is now spread across the entire world. Many countries view the CEFR scale as the most internationally recognized language proficiency scale. It is most commonly used and talked about in Europe, but it's also used all around the world because it's a nice standard that a lot of people adhere to. So what is the CEFR scale used for? How can you use it? Well, there are many applications for the CEFR scale. One, it's for teachers to create and review language curricula, or to design teaching materials, or to establish teaching objectives. It also helps people evaluate language qualifications in professional settings. So before hiring someone, you may want to know where they are on the CEFR scale. And then for students, it's important for you to know where you are on the SEFR scale so that you can put that on a job application or so that it opens doors for you in other ways. So you may be asking yourself, what level am I on the SEFR scale? Well, some language programs and language tests are available to assess what level of English or any other language you have. Some of the most reputable English language tests, which have SEFR equivalencies but aren't necessarily geared towards the SEFR, are the TOEFL, the IELTS, the TOEIC, and the Cambridge Assessment, along with many others. And again, while these won't tell you your exact SEFR score, you can look at different tables on the internet that give you the equivalency, or what is a 65 TOEFL score equal to on the SEFR scale. So you can find out that information. All right, now let's get into the practicality. I know you're here listening to me because you want to improve your English, right? So how can you improve your SEFR level? There are many things you can do to improve your language proficiency in English. I have a million suggestions. You'll get those on this podcast along with in my courses at studywithandrea.com. But I want to give you three quick suggestions. That these are my top suggestions that I give people. Number one, increase your input. So read and listen to English as much as possible. The more you consume English, the more your brain will start to acquire English. If you have never read in English, it will be difficult to develop your vocabulary. And if you never listen to native English speakers, you will never understand them. I promise. You might really just want to only speak English with non-native speakers or people who are easy to understand, but you have to start listening to English speakers so that you can understand them. I recommend listening to musical artists in English and read along with their lyrics. I recommend changing your phone settings to English. This is a really simple one. We use our phones for everything, right? So change the settings on your phone to, instead of, you know, having it in Chinese or in Spanish, whatever your native language is, put it into English. And that way you're forced to learn those basic words that everyone else knows, and you're putting it as a part of your life. So that's number one, increase your input. Whatever comes in, get more of that. Number two, then I recommend you increase your difficulty. So many language learners get stuck at their language level because they stop growing and they stop trying. I have one friend who has lived in the United States for 15 years. She's even a US citizen now. And she is still stuck at a B2 level for reading and listening, and probably a B1 level of grammar and pronunciation, even though she's been here 15 years. She has a job where she speaks English all day long. She has English-speaking friends and has English-speaking children even. However, she keeps her English limited to the same topics. And she's been at the same job for over a decade. So once she learned what she needed to know for her job, she just stopped growing. For her, I would recommend that she finds new ways to use her English. She should talk about more challenging topics in English rather than just basic conversation skills. And instead of reading news articles in her native language, she should read them in English. It's time to increase that difficulty. If you feel like you've stopped at a certain point, it's time to get into a new course, a new class, a new teacher, talk about new subjects. You need to stretch yourself and increase your difficulty so that you can grow your skills. All right, thirdly, I would tell people to increase their instruction. So I've talked about this a little bit already, but it might be time to take a new course or a new class. One of the best ways to increase your CEFR level is to take an intensive English course. You can do this by attending in-person classes with a teacher, or you can take intense video courses online, like my Clear English Pronunciation course. Either way, intensive English courses are a quick way to improve your CEFR level. It's time to level up on your CEFR level. You want to take yourself from an A2 to a B1, or from a B2 to finally a C1. You have to push yourself, and that means increasing your input, your difficulty, and your instruction. I want to help you level up that CEFR scale, and that's why I created Clear English Pronunciation. It's a course that has 25 videos and 4 hours of instruction that will take your English up the next level. My goal is that when you finish the pronunciation course, you go from a B1 to a B2 or a B2 to a C1. It's so intense and so successful with people that it's really changing the way people speak. It covers every single sound in the English language and gives you lots of opportunity to practice your pronunciation skills. So you get that hands-on practice, you get face-to-face time with me in that video course, and you can watch it and rewatch it as many times as you want to. I want to help you level up in CEFR. So you can join me by going to studywithandrea.com/speak. That's studywithandrea.com/speak. Let's level up together. Thanks everybody for joining me on this week of the podcast. And I really enjoy every single week you come. I'm excited to tell you that next week we are going to be starting a huge series all about the TOEFL test. I know some of you are studying for the TOEFL test right now because you want to get into an amazing university, but it is challenging. You might have a big fat book that has tons of information, but you just don't know how to get that better score. Well, I'm here to help. We're going to start a huge series about the TOEFL test. And even if you are not studying for the TOEFL test, these lessons will help you hugely prepare for the next level that you want to seek for your English level. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me. Until next time, happy learning. Mm-hmm.